Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So folks, the escape from the jail occurred on May 16th. We're fastly approaching a month now, and two of the escapees are still at large. And Rafi, I gotta imagine that this investigation, follow-up, trying to capture these individuals, we got to be north of $1 million spent already.
I think conservatively you're looking at that. You know, keep in mind that, you know, the dollar amounts that have been attributed to this are $250,000 a week just from the city of New Orleans. And that means the sheriff's office and the New Orleans Police Department. There are 200 law enforcement officials that are looking for these wanted subjects. Those include, different agencies beyond the NOPD and the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, the FBI, Homeland Security, United States Marshal Service, Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, the three escapees, two were arrested in Texas, one in Baton Rouge. Those apprehensions cost the taxpayers of Baton Rouge and Texas money to apprehend those people. So you can't even begin to put an accurate dollar amount on this. It's in the millions of dollars. But this isn't a luxury. This is a necessity. These inmates have to be brought back into custody. And law enforcement is not going to stop the last two. It doesn't surprise me that these are the last two, because one of the two, Massey, had escaped from custody. This is his fourth escape since he's been a juvenile. He escaped once from a juvenile facility and twice from adult facilities. This is his third escape from a facility. And, you know, he's sort of like, enjoying the celebrity of being an escapee. He's posting videos on social media involving all this. And then the other one is a mass murderer. He's been convicted of four homicides. Two went to trial, and he was found guilty by unanimous jury verdicts of a double homicide, two counts of second-degree murder, and then he pled guilty to two counts of manslaughter. So those are just the four convictions that he had. These 10 individuals, when they escaped, they had 14 open felony cases, most of which were crimes of violence. Those 10 had 14 prior convictions, most of which were crimes of violence, and 49 open pending prosecutions against them. So one of the reasons that crime is down is because people that escaped were behind bars. Now that they're back out on the streets, law enforcement recognizes the public safety risk that they pose. That's why they've deployed 200 personnel, 200 law enforcement personnel from multiple agencies to find these people, and they're not going to stop till the last two. But there have been 15 individuals that have been arrested for aiding and abetting these 10 individuals that escaped. There was planning that went into this. And after the escapes, there were people that aided and abetted these escapees in eluding apprehension. They're being arrested. And the most recent arrest involves the purported girlfriend of Derek Groves. Derek Groves is the guy that I just told you about that has four felony homicide convictions. So he is motivated. He's facing life behind bars when he's taken back into custody. And on Monday of this week, his girlfriend, purported girlfriend, was arrested. Now, she was, at one point in time, an employee of the parish sheriff's office, the jail. So between August of 22 and March of 23, she was working there. She was terminated in late 2023 for bringing contraband into the jail, a knife and a Cheetos bag containing marijuana and tobacco. So the most frequent way that the contraband gets introduced into the jail is from jail employees bringing it into the inmates. One of the most challenging aspects of managing the Orleans Parish Jail is that the inmate population are some of the most violent and notorious in the city of New Orleans. And the guards that work in that jail come from the same neighborhoods as many of the inmates in there. They're known to one another. So in this particular case, we don't know yet what the relationship and how far back it goes between Dariana Burton, who was arrested this week for aiding Derek Groves in the escape. But we've seen bits and pieces exposed with respect to the arrest warrant. Apparently, after the escape, Burton allegedly drove another one of the escapees, Lenten Van Buren, to a house in New Orleans East and then placed a FaceTime call to one of Van Buren's relatives, who told police that Burton and Van Buren were seen together in a vehicle that morning. So law enforcement had to go out and present that information to a judge. Judge gave an arrest warrant, and on Monday of this week, she was arrested. But this arrest, I think, also signals and demonstrates one of the inherent problems that the sheriff's office has as they hire people that are, in many instances, are known and friendly with many of the inmates. I don't fault the sheriff's office in any shape, manner, or form for not knowing that Van Buren and Derek Groves were boyfriend and girlfriend. There's no way that they could know that. The sheriff's office, when they discovered that she had, in fact, brought contraband into the jail, did the right thing. They arrested her and they fired her. The district attorney's office elected to give her a diversion program that allowed her to escape conviction, go through, you know, a training session of some sort, counseling, and then they refused the charges. Even if she had been convicted, she wouldn't have gone to jail. And maybe she still would have aided and abetted Derek Groves. But I believe that if you're law enforcement and you betray the public trust, I don't believe you get diversion. you have to be held accountable for that. So I don't agree with the district attorney's office offering a diversion to a law enforcement official that betrayed the public trust and violated their oath of office and brought a knife and marijuana into the jail. But, you know, that is an inherent challenge to safely operate that jail, because you've got 1,340 some odd inmates in there. Two-thirds of those inmates are in there for felony crimes of violence or felony weapons offenses. The other one-third that are in there for property and drugs have violent felony convictions in their background. So that is a concentration of the worst of the worst in the city of New Orleans. As of Monday of this week, there were 211 people in that jail that were waiting to be tried on homicide charges. So the fact that crime is down in the city is because that inmate population is there and not out on the streets anymore. The police department worked very, very hard to identify and arrest those individuals. And it wasn't just the police department. It's going to be the Louisiana State Police. It's going to be the FBI. It's going to be the DEA. All of these agencies that work together. But law enforcement, you know, laid it all on the line to get these people behind bars, and they were behind bars. And, you know, what happened with this great escape? And, you know, this is another indication of the degree of sophistication that the public has. In this survey, because this survey was conducted right after the escape, one of the questions posed to the public was about the escape and whether that influenced the police department's, you know, rankings in all of this. And most of the public said that it did not. But the public also said that the reason for this escape, I think it was 64% of the public said that the escape was due to a fundamental managerial failure at the sheriff's office. That is absolutely the case. The public knows that. And I think what we're seeing right now is that, you know, some of the problems of hiring guards from the same neighborhoods as many of these inmates. But if the sheriff's office just followed their procedures and made sure one deputy was watching these inmates on the early morning hour of May the 16th, that escape never happens. It was only after the one remaining deputy that was there decided to go to lunch, left the inmates on the honor system, that the escape occurred. And if the department
have we been able to find out anything else about that particular cell that they were escaping through?
Well, three investigations that are underway right now. Audits that are underway that.
Well, let's do this. Let me get to a break, okay. And we'll pick it up right there. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, we were talking about whether or not we had any new information about the cell that they were able to break through the wall in order to escape.
So those inmates were supposed to be locked in their cells at 10:30 at night. That's lights out. They don't just close the door. It's supposed to be locked. Well, we know that at 12:30, after the only deputy that was watching the inmates from the control booth decided to leave their post to go to lunch, no one was watching the inmates. It was only then that the inmates came out of their cell. So we know that 10 inmates escaped. We know that the cell that they escaped from was vacant. So we know that at least five other cell doors on that tier weren't locked. The inmates came out and they pulled the closed cell door from the escape cell, where they removed the toilet from the wall and climbed out through a hole in the wall. So we know that at least five of the cell's locking mechanisms weren't working. Yesterday, J.P. Morrell posted a video, and he was making a point of the jail keys that were turned into him that a former employee gave to him, saying that when they left the employment of the sheriff's office, they never asked for their keys back. And, you know, these inmates didn't escape because they had keys. The inmates escaped because no one was watching them and the jail was not being maintained. So one of the things that JP said that was overlooked, I think, by a lot of people is that there are 3,000 work orders that were open in the sheriff's system, meaning that there were problems in the jail, that they've issued a work order to repair them, and you're talking about 3,000 of them that had not been repaired yet. So we know that the cell door that they escaped through was closed but not locked, was stuffed with toilet paper. That was stuffed with toilet paper by the inmates. And I suspect they did that with at least five other cells because those inmates left their closed cells and escaped. So their doors could not have been locked. When did the sheriff's office know that those cells' locking mechanisms weren't operating? They had to have known that those mechanisms weren't locked because they have a panel in the control booth that indicates if they're open or closed. So The one person that was watching goes to lunch, the inmates come out, and they're out a hole in the wall, and no one finds out that they're even missing until 9 hours later. So you've got three investigations going on, one by the Department of Corrections, one by the State Inspector General, and one by the Legislative Auditor. We're going to find out a lot more over the next couple of weeks as these reports become public, because the governor has commissioned those agencies to go in and do an independent audit into all the aspects of the jail. I think we're going to find out a lot more of the why, and you know, we may find out a lot more about the mismanagement that has been swept under the carpet and quietly simmering until the point that it, you know, erupted with this great escape. But we're going to find out that there were a lot more issues that were kept behind closed doors, and the public, wasn't aware of what was happening, nor was the city council that funds that sheriff's office. Were they aware of what was going on? But we're going to finally have more of the answers to those questions over the next couple of weeks because of the audits that are underway right now.
I feel the same way, and that's why in my monologue this morning I think it's time to close this chapter as it relates to Sheriff Susan Hudson. She has actually, I think, almost about a year and some days left in her term of office. And, you know, it's just this is time. It's not going to get any better. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Rafi Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.